بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الشيطان استرم عطوط هذنس. So he requested that as it is thrown out, and I'm thrown out of the heavens because of Adam alayhi salam. So give me some type of leverage over him. So he was given the ability to go into mankind and spur him up to Rome. إن الشيطان يجري من الإنسان مجرى الدم. الشيطان he flows into you like blood flows into you. He asked for something even more. So the man is quiet, his mind is calm, and then shaitan incites him. So shaitan has got the ability to run into your system. Your system, there wasn't the urge and there wasn't the drive to do wrong. But now he incited you. Look at this and do this. Say this. So three ways: look at this, do this, and say this. And then when he incites you, men just give in to the incitement. They feel that there is some satisfaction in that, and the gratification is immediate. I look at this and I will find some gratification. I will listen to this and I will find some fulfillment. Right? I will say this and I will find that I have appeased my conscience. So this is how he incites you. So he asked for something more. Rabak said, alright. إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ وقبيله من حيث لا ترونهم. He sees you and you cannot see him. إنه يراكم هو وقبيله من حيث لا ترونهم. Shaitan and company, they see you but you cannot see them. So if you cannot see them, you can't see who is inciting you. You can't perceive who's the one that is stirring you up. So when you can't see the person that is stirring you up and inciting you, then you feel that, well, it's your own mind that's stirring you up, that's inciting you, and therefore you should go ahead. In the meanwhile, it's not your mind, it is Shaitan that is appeasing you, Shaitan that is inciting you, Shaitan that is stirring you up. In different ways, sometimes through your speech, sometimes to what you see, sometimes how you behave, sometimes you become short-fused and you just do something in impulse. So all these are shaitanic drivings and impulse. So he induces you, he incites you, and he asks for something more. When he asks something more, so, all right, with the birth of the Bani Adam, your child also will be born. If there's a child that is born to him, then there's going to be a child born to you as well. Our shaitan is quite excited. I've got three things. I can run into his system, turn his mind around. I can see him, and he can't see me. And my force is so great that for every Bani Adam, there's a child that is born to me. So I'm so well, heavily powered, so powered. Now they say empowered. So I'm so empowered, right? Empowered. Right? Because after the noon there is meme, and after the noon there is mean, then you make idram, empowered. Supposed to be empowered, but now because after the noon sakin there is pair is coming in, bar is coming in. So empowered. So when Adam alayhi salam saw all this, so Adam alayhi salam asked for something, that he was so many advantages over me. He can run into my system, he can see me when I can't see him, and for every birth of my child, then he's going to get a child as well. So I've got nothing to my defense. Nothing I've got. So he works in such discreet ways. So the two ways that Shaitan takes a lot of excitement, of happiness. One is general sin. The true sins, Shaitan gloats about, he boasts about. One is severance, breaking up. And perhaps those that talk about divide and rule, this is where they got it from. Got it from Shaitan. But Shaitan has got his own agency. يُحِي بَعْدُمْ إِلَى بَعْدٍ زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ. So he's got his agency, he's got his forces. So they got it from Shaitan, how to rule, divide them, and then you can rule. Because if they're all one and united, then you can't rule over them. They're powerful, they're strong, they're mighty, you can't rule. Right? Because they're all one. And they're all one, so they have to unite on one thing, then all will be together, then I don't stand a chance against them, because they're all united. Right? So children explain the same concept in this way. Just taqriba, tasheelan. But if you got one small stick, right, and you want to break the thing, easily you can break it. But put 40 sticks together, how can you break it? So one person you can break if he's divided. When you put 40 people together, then you can't break. So Shaitan looks for two ways to operate. He wants to operate, but there's two ways here. The one way he operates is to divide, break them up. When they break them up, وَإِنَّ الزِّئْبَ لَيَأْكُلُ الشَّاطَ الْقَاسِيَ. The wolf will take that animal that is broken away. Broken away, so the wolf will go for him. It's an easy prey. So when I break them, then it's easy for me to. That is why the farais we are asked to do together. Hajj we do together. Ramadan, there is a whole environment together. Namaz, Faras Namaz, doing it together. So when it's done together, we got a divine fortification and protection. His father said, Hazrat, you went there for Asar Namaz. Kuch ho gaya, what happened? So you can, one day you can make an excuse, but you can't make the same excuse every day. You can't say, I had a toothache for 10 days. One day you had a toothache. But after that, what happened? So, therefore, the obligations have to be done collectively. Hajj collectively, Roza collectively, same time, right? Namaz collectively, and Roza also collectively. Right? The Shaitan can't find inroads into you. The Khanqa will have certain standards, right? Certain programs and certain standards. So in the old days, about 4 or 5 centuries ago, one person broke away from the standard. Right? Say for example, they have a program now, right? So he is doing his Nafil Ibadat now. So the Shaykh reprimanded him. So the people want to know, all right, he's also engaged in ibadat. So why is he being reprimanded? You doing ibadat and he's doing ibadat. So why is he being reprimanded? So the answer is simple. There's two sides to it. If there's a discourse, etc., then the faida is muta'addi. The benefit is not confined to the self, it's extended. See? Person and the audience, all of them benefit. And what you're doing there is just confined to yourself. Right? That's one reason. The sheikh has got a chance of, to address issues, things that were not in your mind, you didn't register, now he's opening it out to you. Right? So you know your defense, you know your weak ends, and you know how to strengthen yourself. Number two is this, that if you go, right, the shaitan can encourage others also, okay, he broke away doing nafil ibadat, so you can also break away doing some nafil ibadat. See, and the problem is that you can't see shaitan, but he's working on your mind. Right? Then the third problem is, after you broke away, you're doing nafil ibadat, right? Then what will stop you from doing something wrong? You've broken away, you are isolated, so can there be anything that can stop you from wrong? No. Broken away, nobody knows what you're doing. That's why I tell the boys, you know, when they're traveling long distances, overseas, whatever, many students come from overseas. So for Lapak's sake, don't travel individually, don't travel alone. Travel in groups, at least 5-10 boys together. There's a lot of benefit in that. One is namaz that you will get, one will encourage the other to do the namaz. Right? And number two is you will save yourself from any type of misbehavior. So now you're traveling together, you'll want to book your seats together. And otherwise now, you're sitting to a girl that is nude or semi-nude, right? Or you are viewing something that is wrong. Because you feel, I'm not being watched, nobody's watching me. Or my friends, or my father, nobody's watching me. So what stops you from looking something wrong today? But now if five of you are traveling together, so it's a protection, it's a fort against shaitan. The ta'kulu ashatal shasiyata, shasiyata, or khasiyata. So, shaitan asked for things, he's got it. And Adam Rasulullah asked for something as his defense. So Allah Ta'ala blessed him also something for his defense. So in his defense, the greatest weapon that Allah Ta'ala blessed him with against shaitan was the blessing of Tawbah. Right? How shaitan started wailing, crying and jumping, that my whole life's efforts will all be going down the drain by him crying one time. One time he cried, everything was clear. You heard the story of Rosal Fike. Man died, and how he died, didn't make Tawbah. Another person came past his grave, and the grave, the cover, Zuruha fa'inna tuzakkirul akhirah. So, the great thing with the grave is to take a lesson. Alright, I know the person, man of such great influence, affluent, such wealth, popular, the whole world is to talk about him. And today, what a helpless state he is. No friends on his side, no influence, no affluence, nothing. But in his day, in his heyday, what a person he was. You know, every dawat he's called, every function, he is now the guest of honor. Right? So what a person he was in his day. what a celebrity he had, what a beautiful voice he had, how he used to attract people. And now today I see him, and what a helpless and pitiful state he is. Then as your imagination takes you, then you say, it has happened to him, but it's going to happen to me as well. I can't say that I'm immune, I'm above death. I can't say, it happened to him today, it can happen to me tomorrow. When the time is coming, Allah Pak knows. It can happen now straight away, it can happen tomorrow. So, what I'm bloating and gloating about, all that will just be left behind. What I'm talking about now, tomorrow it may be just monopoly money. You know? Children play monopoly money. You know? Tomorrow it will be like this. So is that the thing to gloat and gloat about? So I'll begin to think in the qabr. So the more important thing is to ponder the zakirul akhirah. It reminds you of your end. And together with that, it is something you pass the rewards to the deceased. So this sinful person, sinful as he was, when he went to the qabristan, then he shall cry. Taking a lesson now, iske saath ye ho gaya. All these people, tomorrow may be my turn, and I have made no preparations. He cried very bitterly, made tawbah. So Allah Pak likes the tawbah so much, he likes. Imagine, in the old days, you're traveling on a horse or on a camel back, right? And for all your saman, traveling through the desert, for miles, you don't find any habitation, no habitation and no vegetation, nothing, miles. The type of terrain you are traveling through. And you thought, alright, I'm tired now, saw a tree, and you went to rest. As you got up, everything is gone. Your animal is gone, your provisions are gone, your cash and your documentation, everything is gone, disappeared. Now, can you imagine that person in that state, what happens to him? Nobody that he can turn to, nobody he can ask for, and there's nothing to sustain life. So he'll be sitting there under the tree, waiting for death to come. And in a state of total despondency. Now, when he's lied down, and he opened his eyes, to his surprise, he sees his conveyance, all his provisions, all his paperwork, his cash and finance, everything finds. So can you understand what will be the level of his excitement? So Allah Ta'ala is even more pleased with the person, right? When he turns to Allah Ta'ala, then you restoring your provision and your mount. Allah Ta'ala becomes so happy. Now we are passing the last day of Rahmat. أَوَّلُهُ أَوَّلُهَا رَحْمَةٌ. And now the second ashra, the second 10, is maghfirat. Right? So that's what we're supposed to be now looking forward. Reflect, understand, try and analyze, and bring about a significant change. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرَ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. So Allah, when you are presenting your excuse before Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will say, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Didn't I give you sufficient life? Sufficient life. وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. And warnings it also come to you. Sometimes sickness, sometimes death, sometimes terminal ill people you see. Sometimes you saw people's empires just crashing down. Sometimes you saw the whiteness within you. Sometimes you saw the weakness coming into you, right? So all these were the warnings of Allah Ta'ala. All the symbols. Now, by just now, you're going to stop at the station of eternity, right? Just now, you're going to stop at the station of eternity. Moving from the departure lounge into the station of eternity. Just now. So we send sufficient warnings. You should think about it, but you just ignored everything. You ignored everything. So this person is going and crying. And sincerely he's crying. And then he read some Quran Sharif, some 20 Durood Sharif, and he passed it on to this, all the inmates of the grave. But you can well imagine what must have been the level of his sincerity when he did this. As a result, that person that was catching in the grave, he got relieved. He said, Allah blessed so many people there. I was one of those people that got blessed. So, this ponderance, reflection, what we are short of nowadays is reflection. Reflection on reality. We're reflecting, analyzing on how to become economically stronger. We are reflecting, right? Economically stronger lifestyle must come up. Now, the life is not for a lifestyle, not to live it up, no. Life is not to live it up. So, when you get caught, consumed into this, we think the life is to live it up. No, the life is to see how well we can live, not how well we can live. So we misconstrued it. How we understood is how well we can live. So it's about how well you can live. That's the idea. And you did everything. There wasn't anything that you were short of. And then Malakul Maut just says, "Now time is up." Now you can tell him, "Lawla akhartani ila ajalin qareeb, wa asaddaq wa akun min as-salihin." Give me a few moments. I put my things right. You know, what in the Allah Pak says, then I don't give any respite after that. So anyway, we are talking about Adam alayhi salam. Now, Adam alayhi salam says, the shaitan has got so much of advantage over me, or a leverage over me, the advantage over me. Now give me something that I can also defend myself. Alright? Everything you do, will sincerely make tawbah, wipe you out clean. And not only wipe you out, but if you are so very sincere, then you become my friend as well. Not only will I wipe you out clean, but you will become my friend. You can imagine now, there's a long queue in the passport office, right? Long, 500 people. And the officer is your personal friend. What he'll do? He'll just wink at you, and say, just come on that end. And in 5 minutes, he'll sort you out, and you're on. Right? And nobody will know, then we will do it so discreetly, just to the side. So if Allah Ta'ala has become your friend, I'll ask you, what won't be sorted out? But that is all subject to your sincere tawbah. Dil se, right? Not a tawbah of convenience, right? Like how the student when they write exams, they also make a lot of dua, right? But the dua and the promises they make is just to see them go through the examination. After they go through the examination, now they're different people now. Just at that time, the child is going to be standing for Tarawih. So at that time, he's being tawbah, Allah, I'll be a good person, I won't do anything wrong. But the moment that Eid day comes, then all the hell in him just breaks out. See? So don't make the tawbah of convenience. Tawbah is sincere. I must do it. Do it right. Do it well. That's how you must look at it. Now when Shaitan heard this, Shaitan was filled with anxiety and real ghabrat. Very painful. So that means all my life work can be demolished in one stroke. I did so much to push him off. Took him to the club, took him to the brothel, made him see all these things here, do all those type of things. In one stroke, he can get himself very clean. Hey, this thing is going to break my whole life's effort. So then Shaitan thought of a plan. What he'll do? He'll create new definitions and new interpretations. But I'll do the wrong, but I'll create another definition for it. So I'll be listening to music, but I'll just reinterpret it. I'll just redefine it. He said, it's not that original tambourine and the guitar and the flute, etc. This is computer it's computerized. What? There's no equipment. It's computerized. So I will now redefine it. I will reinterpret it and legalize it. See? So that's shaitanic work. What you make you do? That's why they say, أَوَّلُ مَنْ قَاسَ الشَّيْطَانِ. First person to go into this reinterpretation and redefine, right? That was shaitan. He did it. Right? So this is what I'll do. I'll teach them how to redefine things, reinterpret things. And the things that were haram and forbidden, show them to be like permissible and good, nothing wrong in it. Right? So that's shaitanic work. So many things you can see now. So it's just a subject to a redefinition and a reinterpretation. Right? Right. So Allah will tell you, repeatedly will tell you, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُ اللَّهِ. These are the limits. Don't come close. These are limits. These are barriers. Right? Please, for your own good, don't come close to it. And your mind is saying, no, I'll just go. I know I'm an understanding people, a person, I'm an intelligent person. I'll just go here. I'll carry on. And Allah is reminding you, la taqrabu, don't go any closer. Not to commit the crime, but not even to come close to the wrong. So now, it's your personal secretary in office. So she's sitting there. So you know, normally a woman is more efficient than a man, right? In this type of work, she's more efficient. So I'll get my work done, and I can talk to her very easily. I can get my work done. With a man now, he's also strong, he can also stand up to me. And a woman, it's easy to manipulate, right? Get work done. So that's how Shaitan will put it to your mind. So he will restructure the whole thing. The better work, more work, and it's easy to subordinate. It's easy. So now, he made some changes, right? Well, that's the first step. And after that, what happens? It doesn't stop there after that. Second thing, third thing, and fourth thing. And before you know it, you're already in the shaitanic net. So, you'll know about this thing, it happens. She's also playing the game because she's getting her things worked out. And you getting your things worked out, so you also have to play the game. Love is not one-sided. Love happens from both sides. But now, you restructure, redefine, reinterpret. Those things that were forbidden, I make it impermissible. So Shaitan said, no, I'll do this. Redefine, make it look right, make it appear good. So when it appears good to him, it appears right to him. Listen to your music. I'm only listening to the words. The words are good, you know. Words are good. So I'm not worried about all the background music. I'm worried only about the words. The words are all inspiring. You know? In those days there was one song. Parda ko rehne do, parda na uthao. Tabla, everything carry on. And the words, see, words are wrong. Words are not right, say. Parda ko rehne do, parda na uthao. So the wordings are right. And Shaitan then redefines. He says, oh, see, your intention is the main thing. Nothing really judgmental. Intention is just to take the good lesson out of it. So that's how he seduces you, pushes you in. And then you, in the depths of the wrong, then you can't come out of it. You're addicted. You're drunken. Addiction. Is it easy to come out of it? You go and ask the rehabs. What is the rate of relapse? They'll tell you 0.5%. They come, maybe they didn't relapse for 1 year, 2 years. 3rd year they gone again. 5th year they gone again. So it's such a bad thing. This guna and drug is the same, right? The sin and the drug, the property is about the same. It's got that property to relapse. Any time. You got the taste of it once. See the Bani Israel, right? they kept on defying the laws of Allah Ta'ala, right? Sometimes worshipping the calf, right? Sometimes وَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِينَ, using some derogatory words against Musa alayhi salam, against the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes killing the Anbiya. Sometimes distorting the word of Allah Ta'ala. Right? But now, why was there a continuous line of sin? One time they did a wrong, a tawbah. And again they did a wrong, and again tawbah. So what was the reason? So the ulama say, أُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلِ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. See that love of the calf worship had gone deep into the hearts. Very deep. So they made the tawbah, but the tawbah was not perfect. See, the tawbah had to be at such a level that, you know, for it to get full acceptance, the tawbah was made at such a level, like we have a liking for this, now that liking must be transformed into a hatred. I know people, right, they come here, so they should take about 70 to 90 cigarettes every day. Then they had a heart problem or something, they left it out straight away, and now they say, Mona, we can't even stand the smell of the person who's got the cigarette. See? So that must be the hatred you have for guna. Not just a mild one. No, I hate this thing, you know, not a mild one. Otherwise, see what happened to the Bani Israel. There's a recurrence of the wrong, all the time. يُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِجْلِ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. See, that tawbah wasn't right. And when tawbah wasn't right, so every now and then, they are re-instigated. Again there's a puncture, again there's a breakdown. See, that breakdown is happening all the time. So the right thing was to make a perfect tawbah. So the right thing with the car that is breaking down was to get the right car. Breaking down, today one thing is breaking, tomorrow breaking. They say also, you know, that if you want to punish a person, you don't have to hurt him. Don't hurt him. Give him a broken down car. The easy way to break him. Because today he has to fix the car, windscreen, brakes. Every day is a new problem. So when the tawbah is not done right, then every now and then there'll be an accident. Every now and then there'll be an accident. So just become a new person. Become as though you born again now, you know. So annama waladathu ummuhu, right? You born. Do that now. And so much goes so deep into tawbah that now you have a natural hatred, an aversion for wrong. You can't even stand it wrong. Allah Ta'ala accept all of us. This going into the second ashra now, after this night, tonight's taraweeh, eh? Tonight or tomorrow? Tonight will be the 10th, so tomorrow. Allah Ta'ala.